Randall Jaffe was one of the millions of Americans laid off due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He needed work, but he's also at high risk.
I'm 61 years old. I'm actually a renal transplant recipient, so I have a suppressed immune system.
Going out in public or to an office was out of the question. But then he stumbled onto an article about Illinois community colleges offering courses to become a contact tracer from home.
It interests me because I'm a people person, so I'm going to be able to talk to people, but I'm also, you know, going to be able to help people, which I think is a good thing.
Governor J.B. Pritzker seems to agree with that last part. He's called contact tracing, quote, arguably our most sustainable tool to contain coronavirus. Jaffe enrolled in a 4-week course at College of DuPage, and due to student demand, the college even had to open up extra sessions. He's just finishing, so he's in the process of looking for employment, which he says will be the easy part since the job is in such high demand. Some local health departments, like in Cook County, are offering positions starting at $20 an hour. Jaffe says he's seen jobs offering between $35,000 and $50,000 a year.
I'm not going to buy my second yacht working this job, but, you know, it'll put food on the table and keep the roof over the head, so I'm pretty happy with it.
The work of a contact tracer has been likened to a detective or a game of Clue, but Jaffe says he sees it much differently.
Typically, you're going to call someone up. They've recently tested positive, and or they've been in contact with someone who tested positive, and it could be, you know, kind of scary.
He sees himself as more of a resource than a private eye.
You then calculate their date of infection as the standard is 2 days prior to the first symptoms appearing.
He says depending on the symptoms, they'll know if they have to self-isolate or seek medical attention. And the contact tracer's job is not only to ask people about where they've been and who they've seen, they also need to direct them to any medical help or social services they might need. Tracers have to be able to break down information about the virus and dispel any myths or rumors floating around the internet. If the person needs to quarantine and are on their own, tracers can also help coordinate food for them or laundry and housing. For those perceived to be at higher risk, a contact tracer may follow up with a person every other day or in certain cases just once a week. And sometimes people are just hesitant to talk at all.
You need to develop some sort of a relationship with this individual because the other part of it is they need to give you truthful information.
Illinois Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike acknowledges that. And she stressed the importance of the state's collaboration with community groups. Ezike says the groups may be able to reach people at risk who are uncomfortable talking with health officials. Contact tracing has been pushed into many people's vocabulary lately, but it isn't new. Public health workers have been doing it for decades to combat infections like tuberculosis and sexually transmitted diseases, but it's just not normally done on this massive a scale. Right now, Illinois has 1,600 working contact tracers and is looking to hire more than 4,000.
A viable employment opportunity for years, and then after, you know, I'm being positive. Hope that 4 years from now, we've kind of licked the COVID thing. There's always going to be need for contact tracers, just not quite in the volumes that we need now.
And Governor J.B. Pritzker just announced that the state is pumping more than $200 million into contact tracing efforts for local health departments and those community organizations. I'm Peter Medlin.